Do you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences or just not manifesting what you want in life? Welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space, to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together. Hey everyone, welcome to episode 182, Nurturing Your Emotional Well-Being. Wow, we've made it through another year. This will be the last podcast episode of season 6 and of 2023. So I'm ending on nurturing your emotional well-being, since this is the thing that I know best and continue to try to bring to you. So let's kind of dive in here, and we're going to embark on a journey today of understanding what it truly means to be emotionally and mentally healthy. You know, it's a phrase I use often. Emotionally and mentally healthy. And many have asked, what does that really mean? Let's break it down, keeping it real and straightforward. Emotional health is more than just a pursuit of joy. It's about acknowledging every thought and feeling within us. And unfortunately, many find it extremely challenging to confront certain emotions, leading to suppression of these emotions. Perhaps you, like many others, have moments where certain feelings seem far too painful to even acknowledge. So it's crucial to recognize that emotional health is the ability to embrace the full spectrum of human emotions. It's the process of feeling everything life throws at us while maintaining control over these emotions. And this is the work I do with students and clients with the Heal Your Story method, and specifically my Emotional Regulation Mastery Program, which I'm going to be having a new cohort starting probably later in January of 2024. So keep your eye out for that. So emotional health isn't a call to become stoic or devoid of emotions. Instead, it's actually an invitation to experience emotions fully while gaining control over our reactions. So picture a child reacting abruptly when things don't go their way, right? It's a raw display of emotion without the mature ability to process those feelings logically. And that can happen to us as adults because we haven't gotten to the root cause of what's, you know, perhaps programmed since childhood. Let's let our emotions go crazy. Okay, so as adults, we aspire to maintain a balance. We aim to be emotionally in tune with ourselves, allowing feelings to surface without letting them dictate our responses. This delicate balance and equilibrium involves not only acknowledging emotions, but also developing the mental capacity to process and understand them. It's about recognizing that while we're human and may have moments of emotional reactivity, our growth lies in cultivating emotional control, emotional regulation mastery. This emotional mastery doesn't diminish the authenticity of our feelings, but empowers us to respond thoughtfully rather than react impulsively. So gaining emotional control and understanding that this is a vital step toward achieving a balanced and resilient emotional state. And when we can do that, we automatically just feel better. There's more happiness. There's more joy. So I wanna like kind of shine a light in on the concept of validation. Yep, I'm putting that in quotes, validation. It's a key element that contributes to building emotional intelligence and fostering healthy relationships, both with ourselves and others. Now, validation is not about agreement. It's about acknowledgement, whether for ourselves or the people in our lives. It forms the bedrock of understanding emotions. So picture this. Someone you care about is experiencing a challenging emotion. The ability to sit with them, allowing them to feel without judgment, that's a profound gift. Yet this gift is not one-sided. To extend validation to others, we must first master the art of self-validation. And that begins with acknowledging our own feelings, recognizing that there's no inherent wrongness in experiencing a particular emotion. This act of self-acknowledgement sets the stage for genuine, empathetic connections with others. Validation is a language of compassion, transcending the need for agreement. It's about saying, I see you, I hear you, and your feelings are valid. This practice fosters emotional well-being and enriches the tapestry of our relationships. Okay, so as we continue on here toward emotional and mental health, let's kind of shift our focus a little bit to the intricate realm of mental well-being. It's not about logical thinking. It's about unraveling the stories behind our feelings. Mental health involves more than just acknowledging thoughts. It's about understanding why we think a certain way and unraveling the narratives that influence our emotions. It's about getting to the root of why we behave the way we do. Consider every feeling as a chapter in a book. You got that visual? Each with its own unique story. Your ability to engage in critical thinking becomes the key to deciphering these narratives. All right, maybe think of it this way. Everything we feel is based on a story. It's not just an arbitrary emotion. There's a narrative beneath the surface of all of this. Good mental health is about recognizing these narratives and questioning them. Is this story true? Is it serving me positively or negatively? Logical thinking and critical analysis come into play here. It's not about accepting every story as gospel truth, but about having the mental agility to assess and challenge the narratives that shape our emotional landscape. Sometimes we are so close to it as individuals that we can't see it for what it is. We need help from someone who understands the complexities of emotions to be able to guide you through that. So now that we've kind of explored a little bit about emotional and mental health independently, let's examine them in this like beautiful intersection where these two realms converge. It's the dynamic synergy of acknowledging our emotions and unraveling the stories behind them, creating a harmonious state of well-being. Emotional and mental health are not isolated concepts, but actually interconnected facets to our entire holistic well-being. Acknowledging our emotions is the first step. However, it's the marriage of this emotional acknowledgement with logical thinking and critical analysis that really propels us toward a state of balance. Imagine it as a dance, okay? Emotions provide the rhythm, and mental health is like the choreography that allows us to navigate through life's twists and turns. I really like that. Together, they form a powerful duo that guides us in responding thoughtfully to life's challenges rather than reacting impulsively. It's about embracing the full spectrum of human experiences, understanding our emotions, and applying logical thinking to unravel the stories beneath them. The synergy empowers us to navigate life with resilience, set meaningful goals, and foster healthy relationships. I want to talk about becoming your own best friend. It's not just about understanding emotions and mental processes. It's about being your own guide and confidant. And sometimes we push things so far down and suppress them so far down that we aren't our best friend. We aren't giving ourselves the self-love to be able to get into an emotional, mental well-being state. The relationship we have with ourselves is the most significant relationship we'll ever cultivate. Imagine being your own best friend. the one who understands your emotions, supports your goals, and encourages your growth. This level of self-connection goes beyond mere acknowledgement. It's about active participation in your well-being. Becoming your own best friend involves a myriad of elements: self-parenting, self-love, and self-coaching. It's about being present with yourself 24/7 and learning how to navigate the complexities of your own mind and emotions. Now, right now, if all of a sudden you felt a lot of resistance, that's when you're like, okay, I need help with this. So becoming your own advocate, learning to motivate and parent yourself through life's challenges, this is key. It's about celebrating the fact that you are the most important person in your own life and embracing the responsibility that comes with it. Many of my clients have learned these skills after spending time working on their nervous system regulation in order to be able to handle befriending and mastering these emotions. So this is all a journey, not necessarily a destination. And every step you take toward understanding and nurturing your emotional well-being is one more step toward a more empowered, resilient you. If you found this episode at all helpful, or maybe you had some aha moments, don't forget to check out the resources I offer. All the info will be in the show notes. If you aren't ready for larger courses or programs at this time, then at least get yourself on a Heal Your Story Breakthrough session call with me, and we'll start moving the needle for better emotional and mental well-being for 2024 and beyond. This would be a gift to yourself. I will leave you with this gentle reminder: you are the most important relationship. Embrace the role of being your own best friend, your own motivator, and your own guide through life's beautiful complexities. Take action today. Stop waiting to heal. Sending you all lots of love. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at Heidi Dallaire or Love Wide Open on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.